Looking back, John Perez takes credit for helping turn the state budget around.
Some say that the banks were too big to fail. California wasn't too big to fail. And we had to take very tough decisions to make sure that California didn't fail.
And in his interview with Capital Public Radio, the speaker says his biggest regret is that term limits are forcing him from office just as the economy has turned the corner. On this year's budget, Perez criticized progressive groups' demands of an extra $5 billion for education, health, and social services programs. He called that idea unrealistic and risky. He's pressing for a rainy day fund constitutional amendment instead. The speaker expressed support for Governor Jerry Brown's high-speed rail project, and he put the chances of the legislature sending a new water bond to voters this year at above 80%.
The single most irresponsible act that a legislator could do would be refusing to take part in the process of creating a water bond that we can put on the ballot and earn the support of the voters.
Is someone doing that right now?
I think there are several people who've refused to engage in the conversation.
Finally, the speaker pushed back at the common criticism that his leadership style is heavy-handed, calling it an inaccurate assessment.
I expect that everybody do their job, that people show up, that people engage in a deliberate process, and I do demand that of them. And so if it's wrong to expect the members of the legislature to legislate and to deliberate, then count me as guilty.
Perez hands the speaker's gavel to Majority Leader Tony Atkins 1 week from Monday, just as budget talks kick into full gear. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.